Thy word is a lamp unto my feet and a light unto my path. This is Dale Jackson welcoming you to the Lamp and Light broadcast, coming to you from the studios of Central Baptist Church in beautiful Ocala, Florida. Lamp and Light is a ministry. It takes a book of the Bible, verse by verse, teaching it as it is to men as they are, without compromise or apology. Speaking the truth in love is our purpose, and to give the lamp and light to all. Now, here is our teacher and pastor, Dr. Andy Bloom.
Yesterday in our study of Joel chapter 3, we were talking about New Jerusalem in heaven. You'll want to listen today. My heritage is a term that shows it is a personal, valued possession. Remember, Jesus came to this earth born of Jewish heritage, although he was formed of God the Father in the womb of Mary, who also called Jesus her Savior because she needed a Savior. She would also be a sinner cleansed by the blood of Jesus Christ. That's why she offered a sin offering on the eighth day after the birth of Jesus for herself. Not for Jesus. Jesus became a sin offering for us, but he never had to offer a sin offering for himself, for he never sinned. Now, there are people today who speak in favor of replacement theology. They say the local church, the church today, and usually they mean and some invisible church, although I can't see how you can have a pastor of an invisible church. I wonder if the pastor and the deacons are invisible. Well, he says that they will have a replacement in the local church or in the church that they think of. And people that say that do not have an inkling of an idea of the enmity against God that they are practicing. And they're going to find out in no uncertain terms from God. They're going to find out from God that it is never his will for the church to replace Israel. Hey, look, ours is the New Jerusalem up in heaven. It hath 12 foundations. They are 12,000 furlongs deep, wide, and high. Think of that. That's about a distance from Denver, Colorado to the Atlantic Ocean. There are 12 layers of foundation, each one a precious stone. It goes ahead and mentions the stone. Just think of that. Precious stone in one layer, then the next layer, a different precious stone that says wide and deep as the distance from Denver, Colorado to the Atlantic Ocean. And the city itself is that high. Its streets and its walls are of gold so pure that it's like transparent glass. Its gates are of pearl, and it's interesting if each gate was of one pearl. Now, we think of pearls, we think of a lady's necklace, but this gate, these gates are so huge. And they're made of just one pearl. Wow. When God does it, he does it big. He said that there are many mansions there. You know, it's interesting. The Lord had been telling the apostles in John chapter 14 through 16 of the trials and the troubles they'd have. But he says there in chapter 14, he starts it out by saying, "Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God? Believe also in me. In my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not so, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. If I go prepare a place for you, I will come again and receive you unto myself, that where I am, there ye may be also." Well, listen, I don't want to replace Israel. I want to be with the Lord that whole time. And we will be, even though he'll reign from Israel. And I think that we'll have the opportunities to go in and out during that time in our new and glorified body. But I look forward to being with Jesus at that time. Now, my God is able to do this. This is prophesied, and today many hate this prophecy that Israel is back in the land as much as in Micaiah's day they hated the preaching of Micaiah. But do you remember the names of those other 400 prophets? I don't either. But 1 Kings chapter 22, we see a man of God by the name of Micaiah, and he is honored and will have a place of honor. Well, those people that go this other direction, that teach that the church replaces Israel, they'll rue the day they ever decided to proclaim that false doctrine in the ears of others of God's people. And again, preachers in false doctrine have a tendency to lead a bunch of other people in a false direction. That's why we have, according to James chapter 3, 1, a greater condemnation. Now, my heritage is so much more personal than my people, because God is making a definite statement that Israel is his definite possession on earth, and it is his chosen people in the physical realm concerning the land. It is the nations that have scattered his people. It is the nations that have parted his land. The last two words of verse 2 are, my land. That's God speaking. He calls it my land. God is saying in the construction of the language that it is his own land, and therefore is to determine who will inhabit it and possess it, because it is his inheritance. It is his heritage. Jesus earned that even in his humanity, as well as being from his deity. So, he's going to keep his promise to Israel. He made it back there in the day of Abraham, and he repeated it many times. And I'm saying that just to say this. If Israel can't trust God's promise, can we trust his promises that he's given to us as Christians today? No, God's going to keep his promise. Don't let men mislead you. You know, they can have a PhD and be very studious and know all the $25 words, but just understand, they learn those things in the flesh, but they're spiritually discerned. And they can't learn those things that God would have them to know because they lack spiritual discernment, just like the 400 prophets. Now, in Numbers 34, God outlined the land for Israel before the time of his reign in the millennium. Now, Israel lost that because of their sin. But when we get to Ezekiel 47 and 48, where we see them in the millennium, Jesus sets things up. He rules with a rod of iron. And it goes into the detail of the measurements of the land in the millennium. Oh, Israel's sinful, unrepentant ways kept them from full possession, even to this day. What are we as Christians missing in our lives simply because of our unrepentant ways in our Christian life? So we see before and after the land belonged to Israel. That is the Creator's decree. Now understand, God is sovereign. The sovereignty of God simply means this: God's right to do what he wants with that which is his. All things are his. Now, those who inhabit those lands today, who aren't of the tribe of Israel, they are occupiers, they are squatters. Because I say so, no, but God lets us know. He says, Israel is my people. Now again, my job as a messenger of God is to deliver His word to you, and that's what I'm doing. So we see the before and after. The land belonged to Israel. That is the Creator's decree. And again, my land is a reference to a specific area of land. And He has given man the last 4,000 years to get it right. Man still doesn't get it right, so God is going to come and He's going to make it right for all involved. So when He says they have scattered among the nations, using the past tense shows that this has gone on since Israel entered the land and the people would try to drive them out and eliminate the Jewish race. In 1948, the UN tried to give them a small piece of land. In a defensive war, they gained Jerusalem in 1967. They were attacked. They went back and they got Jerusalem in 1967, by the way. The Bible documents itself of David buying the Temple Mount, so we know who that belongs to. The long-suffering God has preserved a remnant of this civilization in very miraculous fashion. When God begins to move, He will destroy the majority of the world's army. He will judge them as He judged Spain, Germany, and even England, who no longer can say that the sun never sets on their kingdom. They used to say the sun never sets on the British Empire. They can't say that any longer. The nations of the world who move against Israel will also feel God's wrath. Presidents Bush, Clinton, and Obama tried to take the land away from Israel. I hope our present president does not try to do that, but he stays true to his promises towards them. They tried to, these other three presidents, severely limit the ability of Israel to defend itself. What will God do? What will God do about nations that try to limit Israel or hurt Israel in one way or another?
This is your radio pastor, Pastor Andy Bloom, saying, may the Word of God be a lamp unto your feet and a light unto your pathway today.
We want to thank you for listening to the Lamp and Light broadcast. If you would like a CD copy of today's message by Dr. Bloom, send us your name and mailing address, and include the radio station by which you are listening and the date of the broadcast. We would appreciate a gift of $5 to Lamp and Light Broadcast, 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, Ocala, Florida, 34471. You may also visit us by our website and freely download the sermons by clicking on the sermon library. That site is www.centralbaptistocala.org. Again, the address of Lamp and Light Broadcast is 1714 Southeast 36th Avenue, OCALA, Florida, 34471. And our website is www.centralbaptistocala.org. This is your announcer, Dale Jackson, saying, may God's peace be with all who are in Christ Jesus.
My feet on His firm foundation, for the Bible stands. Bible.